Hello, Rose?
Yes, sir.
Well,
I talked with Bill Rogers, and I talked with Don Rumsfeld.
What did they both say?
Well, they both thought it was going to come as a peril, and I know Tim very exactly what he said.
You in bed?
Oh, no.
Where are you?
I'm home, and I've got to do some washing, some laundry, and some all sorts of things before I get ready to go tomorrow.
Well, you don't have to go to 5:30, you know.
I know, but it's keep working.
No.
I wish I was doing it, but I didn't. I kept coming to gym. But Bill Rogers said, I thought it was absolutely great. He thought that some of the questions were perfectly silly. That the questions that rather asked about the pledges in the campaign were the charities that were, you know, made him look like a stupid little guy. He thought that you came over great. That the whole thing, he just thought you handled it so beautifully and never lost his cool. And he said, you know, the Harris Poll bit, this is tough. It was stupid, but it was tough for him to hand these things to you. And he just thought you did it beautifully and never looked, you know, rattled at all. Don Rumsfeld said, I thought he did a hell of a good job. His response was, basically crappy questions were great. He thought that it was, he thought that having Dan Rather there, that it was almost like, say, the president were being put on to let Teddy Kennedy ask questions. That's how bad he felt the president. Or that it was like a JFK letting Bill Buckley ask him the question. And he thought, and he incidentally said, they watched it with neighbors who are friends of the Rathers and are Democrats. And they felt that the president came off very well and rather looked like a college editor. And boy, you can't. Here's a guy who thinks he's a big shot. But even his own neighbors thought that he looked like, you know, the editor of a college newspaper.
He
couldn't ask better questions because he's so damn dumb.
Well, he's smart.
Well, he's not smart. Well, he was trying to. If he'd been smart, he could have asked. He asked what he thought were embarrassing questions. What he asked. But you were so much brighter than me and so much cooler. And I think that one of the things that was evident is that anyone, almost everyone, would have wanted to get up and hit him. And you didn't let on, he'd ask anything that wasn't perfect to him off. And this bugged him. And people loved it. I think that's basically what it was. And you did a good job. And I personally thought that, like I said before, that answer on the amnesty thing, the POWs that I'm in over there, I am sure that in the long run, now that the TV stations are playing, of course, the vice president has been early. But I think... Well, I know that. And but you also said at this time... That's right. But I don't know what that's all going to be, and I don't see it in my business. But it was, I really think that answer on those guys who want amnesty now and want back in, I think that was great. And I think that in the next 2 weeks, that's the thing that will get the answer, not the thing they pick out.
Millions of Americans chose to serve.
That's right. Millions of Americans loved their country. They did. As far as I'm concerned, I would just leave them out of the country. I wouldn't let them back in ever, but then I'm nasty. That's right. It'll after they're all back home, then you can look and see whether, as a matter of fact, it wouldn't be bad to let the POWs decide whether those those slackers get back in the country. Or let them have a voice in it anyway. But I think you can go to bed happy that you did a great job. Yeah, that's what I just put.
All right.
Okay. Sleep tight. Good night.